Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell lots of games, but I do like to talk about them. I'm Adam Paulus. It is Friday, April 8th, 2016. And one of the coolest things I saw this week was a Legend of Zelda 30-year tribute at Zelda30tribute.com. It was pulled down within about a day, so I got to play the first dungeon, and that's about it. The second dungeon was incomplete. It was marked as such when you walked into it, and a lot of the caves in the overworld were incomplete, but much of the overworld was there. You could see a lot of great stuff, and it was a 3D, I don't want to say pixel perfect, but close, isometric remake of the original Legend of Zelda, and it was a lot of fun, and I hope it comes back in some capacity, if they can do that, but it was really cool, which I think you got by me saying that more than once. PlayStation 4 downloads this week include Dead Star, Dirt Rally, Bounce Rescue, Enter the Dungeon, Gungeon, not Dungeon, Gungeon. That makes about as much sense. Lovely Planet and Stickbold. PS3 owners can grab Amplitude and the PlayStation classic Mega Man Legends 2. Vita owners can grab Green Game Time Swapper, Assassin's Creed Chronicles Trilogy, A Virus Named Tom, and Skullgirls Second Encore. Xbox One, you can get Steridan, Dirt Rally, Quantum Break, and Battleborn. Wii U owners can pre-order Star Fox Zero, as well as grabbing Super Robo Mouse, Epic Dumpster Bear, Emojikara, a clever emoji match game, and the Game Boy Advance Game & Watch Gallery 4. 3DS owners, you can get Doll Fashion Atelier. I assume Dave Attell is not involved, as is not spelled that way, nor does the license indicate such a thing would happen. But if they had something like that, I would check that out. Come get some what? Excellent question. I don't know, because we're giving it away for free, and it's a surprise. Every in-stock Entertainment Earth order this month gets a free gift. I don't know what it is. But if you get it, you can post it to social media and Twitter and all that stuff, and I can see what you got. And you might say, oh, this is just a marketing ploy. And in all seriousness, I have no idea what we're sending out. So you can tweet me at Adam16Bit or tweet us at EntEarth, and we can find out, because hopefully it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it. I could just ask somebody, but it's more fun this way. Yeah, and we also have some great sales going on. Check out our daily deals. And we've also got new arrivals. We got the restock of the Super Mario Brothers big figure, 20-inch Mario action figure. You might say, yeah, I don't need one of those, but let me tell you, I got one of those in my office. I'm looking at it right now. He's waving at me. He's next to the Comic-Con Entertainment Earth link we had last year. I'm waving back. It's a great figure. And you might not need a giant 20-inch Mario figure, but how have you lived without one? That's what you should be asking yourself. We restocked the Jax 2.5-inch minifigure assortments as well. Wave 6 is here with Red Ring Link, 8-bit, 8-bit Mario & Luigi, a Blue Yoshi, a Boo, I got Boo, Princess Peach, Deku Link, I got Deku Link too. It's a good mix. If you're going to buy a case of little Zelda and Mario and other Nintendo figures, this is a good one. And Jax Pacific really does need to make some Metroid aliens, I think. And I think you would agree with that statement. New pre-orders include Dark Horse's The Witcher 3. We got a whole suite of these things. I saw them in New York for Toy Fair, and they're nice. I mean, they're really nice. If you saw their Game of Thrones figures, they're like that, but somehow nicer. Really impressive. I have never played The Witcher games, so I can't say there's any fanboy goggles on for me, but they're nice. Kid Robot Street Fighter Akuma 7-inch vinyl figure. We got one of those. Also, Five Nights at Freddy. We have 8-bit construction figures. And we have the Backstage construction set, so you might want to check those out. FNAF is getting a lot of licenses this year, and I am told that it is very popular, which to me means I am very old, because none of my peer group is playing this game, and my back is creaky, and candy doesn't taste as good as it used to. Don't get old, is what people say. I say get old, but just be aware of what the kids are doing, so you can be like, yeah, it was better in my day, and then shake your cane at them. I gotta get a cane. I got a Nerf lightsaber here, though, so that's a good start. So, anyway, that's all I got. I'm gonna be back next week. With more, this weekend I am going to be sitting here hitting reload all morning long on Saturday to see what's going on at BotCon, because, hey, I like Transformers. So, see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. You know how to tweet and follow us. You can also check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com, and have a great weekend. Oh, one last thing for movie people. There is a new movie this week coming out called Hardcore Henry, which has been described as watching a movie of a let's play of a first-person shooter. It's got the dude from District 9 in it. It was made in Russia, and the reviews are kind of all over the map, so you might want to look that one up. I believe it's in 3,000 screens this weekend. So it's rare to see video game conventions applied liberally to a feature film. The license, sure, the characters and concepts, yes, but the camera work, shooting everything on a GoPro with stuntmen, that's new. So check that out, and I'll let you guys go, and see you next time.